More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Peter Mulvey is no stranger to Lake Effect or Milwaukee. Mulvey grew up here, went to Marquette University, and for the last 25 years has been on the road as a working singer-songwriter.
Mulvey, who now lives in Western Massachusetts, is back in his hometown tonight to share some songs from his new CD, There Is Another World. He joined us ahead of the show and played some of those tunes for us, including this one called Who's Gonna Love You.
Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Love you, who's gonna love you now? Now, now. When the bottle is empty, when the money is gone, when you are just another angry old man shouting, get off my lawn, when your tree has fallen and there was no one to hear it, when your heart is a cornered stray and you can't get near it. Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? And who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Every bottom dollar has gone to the last top dog. When the princess has kissed you soundly and you are still a frog. When there's no way through, when the only way is out. When it is all over but the shouting and you're too tired to shout. Tell me who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you? Who's gonna love you now? Now, now.
Peter Mulvey in Lake Effect's performance studio, Who's Gonna Love You Now, from the brand new album, There Is Another World. Peter, you always make me smile.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's my goal, Bonnie. That's what I'm
know,
after.
It's just, I just kind of sink into a place whenever you come in and play in the studio.
Thank you.
And it's a lovely place to be.
Yeah.
So thanks so much for that, for
thank you.
For starting my day off so well.
Glad to be of use.
Yeah. Well, and that's it. Thanks.
Yeah. Yes, nice talking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you. So, my gosh, so much has happened since the last time you were here. I think it's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
You were setting off on a bike tour.
Yes.
And that was the last time we heard some tunes from you.
Right.
And a whole lot of stuff has happened, including the fact that you have moved away from here.
Yeah, I live now in Western Massachusetts, which is, it's recent and a big adjustment. But I have to say, you know, my two sort of pole stars remain the Cafe Carp over in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, where I've been playing since I was a little kid. And then the sort of Boston scene, that's been my career. And I do tour, you know, Alaska and California and Europe and all of that. But most of my working life has been either here in the Midwest or out on the East Coast. So in a way, things haven't, the topography of it hasn't changed that much. You
it's
know?
Just where you're hanging your hat more.
Yeah, precisely.
Yeah.
Precisely. But, and you know, all of my whole family, all my brothers, my parents, they're all still here in Milwaukee. So I'm coming back as often as I can to do little runs. I just circumnavigated the entirety of Lake Michigan. I played Chicago, Ann Arbor, Traverse City, and Sturgeon Bay and came down here. So all the way around that thing, that lake is going to figure in my life until I'm done.
Well, and it's so much this place, the Midwest in general, but this part of Wisconsin in particular has always been so much a part of your writing,
oh,
of
yeah.
who you are, of your sensibility. And I was thinking about Western Massachusetts because that's the part of the world I'm from.
Right.
I'm from New Hampshire, so not too far from where you are now. But the sensibilities are very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Very rooted people.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it goes—
In both places.
Yeah. It goes back hundreds of years in both places. It's true. Interestingly, I live within shouting distance of both Pamela Means, who's a Milwaukee expat, lives in down in East Hampton, Mass., and Jeffrey Foucault, who is from Whitewater but lives now up in Buckland, you know. And so there is sort of a little cadre of us that have, of all things, settled there, you know.
But it's a grand tradition. I mean, Arlo Guthrie wrote Alice's Restaurant there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's right.
I mean, come on. This is like a folk haven.
It is the folk scene. I know.
So do you feel at home yet there?
Yes and no. I guess I did before. You know, that's the other thing. When you live the life that I have lived now for 25 years, my neighborhood is this weird, far-flung, contiguous neighborhood. Like Ballard in Seattle is my neighborhood, and Southeast Portland is my neighborhood. And, you know, Berkeley, where the freight and salvage is, that's my neighborhood. And Santa Monica and... You know, the Village is where almost all the gigs I play are in the Village or Tribeca down in New York City, and, you know, Burlington and Boston. So it's in some ways I feel no more at home than I did, but I guess I always felt a little at home there. I feel a little at home everywhere. That's the thing. I never stopped. Like, I'm not an artist who goes out on tour and then I'm done touring. I have not had a month off in 25 years, you know, like I'm always out somewhere.
I know. It's one of the problems we have getting you in the studio because you're always on tour somewhere. You're always doing something,
yeah.
Whether it's the bike or a more traditional tour where you're driving or flying or whatever you're doing.
Exactly.
Did this new album come out of all of these changes that have happened in the last couple of years?
Yeah. The songs just kind of came in a flood. At that time, I was living in Fort Atkinson for just a few months. The songs sort of came in a flood and had to do with just the immediate situation that I was in at that time. And honestly, half of them seemed to just be about the landscape and the you know, there's a tune called False Indigo, which just comes from walking in Dorothy Carnes County Park where a bunch of false indigo grows. And there's a tune called A Fox, which is literally just a note about a fox that was, walking on the river where I would go. And there's a tune called Owl. You know, it's a little startling. It's a little close to the ground. And then the rest of it tends to be far-flung retrospectives of the entirety of my life. As a writer, I like to zoom the camera way in and way out. And those are my only two vantage points. So I've got two tricks.
And we like them both.
Oh, thank you.
We do like them both. So where does the next song we're going to hear fit in? Fool's Errand, is that a...
This is a macro tune. The lens way, way back. I wrote this... when I was on the road in the Netherlands with Birds of Chicago. And again, it's just literal reporting. Everybody's in this song, my friends and my family and the whole shebang and all 30 years of my road life. So.
Riding off and the man is sleeping on an island in the sound. Another friend is sleeping by a wood stove up inside the hills. I'm in a city in the lowland, I got coffee in the maker and I pick up my guitar. Let the whole day do what it will. Just about the moment that you figure out it's all going way too fast, you figure you should stop and take a look around and see if you can tell if you are truly knowing what you know. Oh, oh, but I left town on a fool's errand a long time ago. My father was a Studebaker rolled on a rainy stretch of road. My mother was lilacs carried on a breeze. My brother was a bike with a banana seat, a baseball bat, a book of Greek myth, a pair of jeans with holes in the knees. And one spring day, the pretty girls with the long hair, the pigeons in the town square, the fair green hills. Sky above, you get to longing for a little cabin nestled down below. But I left town on a fool's errand a long time ago. Sitting with you, every broken, everything, and thinking about the baby that you used to be in an old photographs. It's all a long goodbye to everything you thought you had to be, and when you can't cry, some fool will tell you that you gotta laugh. But when the moment comes, you got to step it up and learn to sing your brand new tune. Your secret heart comes through, and now you got to find your way back to the place that you remember, burning like a fire in the snow. But you left town on a fool's errand, and I left town on a fool's errand. Oh, we all left town on a fool's errand such a long, long time ago.
Fool's Errand, Peter Mulvey in Lake Effect's Performance Studio from the new album, There Is Another World. And, you know, I have to say, I hope there's another world.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, and I think you're right. We all left town on that fool's errand, and who knows where we are. And the only thing we are sure of is that change is happening.
Yeah. And, you know, that quote, There Is Another World comes from a Paul Elouard quote. And the whole quote is, there is another world, but it is in this one, which, you know, this record is littered with poetry. Like, I just ransacked my poetry collection and crammed it all in there. Naomi Shihab Nye is in one of the things, and she is a pen pal of mine and a friend, so I sent her the record. And Jim Harrison is in there. Ted Kooser is in there. The great Wisconsin poet, Laureen Niedeker. You know, being an ex-Catholic and a Midwesterner, I would not feel right unless I was a little bit guilty. All the best lines on this record are stolen. And I attributed them in the liner notes so you can read what I stole.
Okay. Well, you know, you steal from the best, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, because it helps you be better.
Yes.
Well, but you are a poet yourself. I mean, come on. It's...
No. Here's... No. Here, I've written a few poems, and I plunder poetry wherever I can, and I digest it all the time. I'm like, that's principally what I read. But I have friends that are poets. Like, that ability to get words, to get the mind up there to dance rather than the mind and the ear and the body. Like, songwriting is definitely a cousin art form. But I'm going to call poetry its own thing, especially as well. I'm better paid than a poet.
are paid.
Right. I'm one of the only jobs better paid than a poet in the arts, you know.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. I'm one of all the jobs better paid than a poet in the arts. Poets are paid regularly. Every Thursday, they are given a check for nothing.
which is really unfortunate, because poets, at least, and I think this is probably true in every civilization, they're the ones who hold the stories who hold the history and who take it forward and speak it aloud to the next generation. And we should revere them a lot more than we do.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. I might become a poet in my retirement, because I feel like I really want to nail down the certainty of eating cat food for the last decade and a half. That's what I... always had a vision of that.
Under the bridge.
Yes.
In your cardboard box.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, a shoebox.
And we liked it.
We didn't have heat.
Oh, God.
Any random Monty Python quote we can get in, or
exactly.
reference, you know,
I'm
always happy. So you are back home for a little while. You're playing here tonight at Collectivo.
Yes.
How does it feel to be back?
Oh, really good, especially because I get to play with Sista Strings, who are the opening act, and they will be in the band tonight. And it's only the past maybe 3 years that I've been playing gigs with them, but they are the two most talented musicians to come out of this city, I think, in 100 years. And Liberace and Paul Sebar and Speech came out of this city, you know? I mean, the Femmes came out of this city, and Willie Porter, and I mean, there's a wealth of talent in Milwaukee, and they are amazing. Great facility. Most people who are that good in an instrument, they play cello and violin. Most people who are that technically good are not also great improvisers and listeners. They just have it all. So that's how it feels. It feels like Milwaukee is in really good hands, you know.
You know, I agree. They've played in the studio here a number of times. I think once with you.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't remember which time that was,
right.
But no, they are fantastic. And you know, the idea of having the facility, as you say, to not only know your instrument inside and out, but to be able to play by ear as well.
Right.
It's one of those things that, you know, classically trained musicians don't often get that ability. It's kind of trained out of them.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. They call me Uncle Peter, and they, you know, jokingly, because I do have about 20 years on them, and I'm after them. I'm like, ladies, write your ticket. Like, most people don't have what you have. Get it now. Get it now. Get on it.
It's just nice that you guys keep reconnecting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a collegial relationship.
Are they on the album?
They are not on this record. That's actually on my bucket list of things to do. I think the next move is that I want to take the band that I put together here in Milwaukee with Nathan Keelan on drums and those two on violin and cello and basically just make a record in order to address how good that band sounds, you know?
Right here.
All right.
When that happens.
Yes.
Promise me.
All right.
Yeah. On the radio, promise me, because I want to hear that.
Yeah.
Here.
It will be good. I know that much.
Yeah. So. Peter Mulvey, it is always so good to see you. It's so good to hear you. I'm glad you're doing well. I know it was rough there for a couple of years.
Yeah.
But,
thanks.
You know, it's nice to see you surfacing, and it's nice to hear the new music.
Cool. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And I'm so looking forward to the gig tonight. What are you going to take us out with? I think we talked before, it's one of the little nature ones.
Exactly.
Right?
This is just a tune called The Fox, which really was just a note that I wrote about something I saw out the window. And that's all that's going on here. Thank you so much, Bonnie.
You are so welcome.
Singer-songwriter Peter Mulvey's latest album is called There Is Another World. He joined us ahead of his Friday night show at the Collectivo Backroom. Our in-studio interview and recording was engineered by Jason Reavy.
The fox had moved on. I was afraid the fox had moved on. But after last night's storm, after last night's storm, her fresh tracks, her fresh tracks in the snow, her fresh tracks in the snow, her fresh tracks in the snow.